Damn the devil, Flask. So you suppose I'm afraid of the devil? Who's afraid of him? Except the old governor, who daresn't catch him and put him in double darbies as he deserves, but lets him go about kidnapping people. Aye, and signed a bond with him, that all the people the devil kidnapped he'd roast for him. There's a governor.
Do you suppose Fedallah wants to kidnap Captain Ahab?
Do I suppose it? You'll know it before long, Flask. But I am going now to keep a sharp lookout on him. And if I see anything very suspicious going on, I'll just take him by the nape of the neck and say, "Look here, Beelzebub, you don't do it." And if he makes any fuss, by the Lord, I'll make a grab into his pocket for his tail, take it to the capstan, and give him such a wrenching and heaving that his tail will come short off at the stump, you see? And then, I rather guess, when he finds himself docked in that queer fashion, he'll sneak off without the poor satisfaction of feeling his tail between his legs.
And what will you do with the tail, Stubb?
Do with it. Sell it for an ox whip when we get home. What else?
Now, do you mean what you say and have been saying all along, Stubb?
Mean or not mean, here we are at the ship.
The boats were here hailed to tow the whale on the larboard side, where fluke chains and other necessaries were already prepared for securing him.
"Didn't I tell you so?" said Flask.
"Yes, you'll soon see this right whale's head hoisted up opposite that Parmacetti's."
In good time, Flask's saying proved true.